This is the News Hour, and your speaker at this time is Evangelist David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with another message from the precious Word of God. We are happy indeed to come into your homes or offices or even at that bedside and bring you a message of deliverance, of salvation, we hope and trust, and a message of comfort. At this time, I'm going to read from the 16th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. And I'm going to speak about three women. Then I'm going to speak about three open things in the Word of God. First one I call our attention to is found in verse 1 of chapter 16. This is the first woman mentioned in the chapter. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewess and believed. This first woman was a believer in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and then on the heels of that she had a son who walked in the ways of his grandmother and his mother, and the same salvation of God is said is found in thee also. So mothers today, you can be fellow helpers in the things of God. You can teach your children the way of salvation in the homes or in the Sunday schools, or in the Bible hour, whatever the cases may be. But in the same chapter we're calling our attention to, we're going to read of another woman. This time it's found in verse 14 of this chapter. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us. Then here's the first thing I mentioned. The second woman, but this is the first thing that is mentioned that is open, and I read that with you, whose heart the Lord opened, whose heart the Lord opened. Then it said, and she attended those things which were spoken by Paul. And so we have a woman that opened her heart and received the precious Word of God, bringing her God's way of salvation, deliverance from the wrath to come, and this second woman like the first, they're both in heaven today. And if you, beloved friends, receive like the first woman did the Savior, or like the second woman did the Savior, you also will be in the kingdom of God. Now you are saying, said someone, what is it you want us to receive? Well, God has given you a Savior that brought salvation to the world. And you may have this of salvation. And on what grounds, says someone? By believing what God says about His Son and about His way of salvation. He tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Are you a sinner, friend, first of all? Yes, you say, I am. Then you're in need of God's salvation if you have not been saved. And as we read these messages from the precious Word of God, it will tell you how you can be saved. Now the first woman I called our attention to, it said, this woman, I'm reading verse 1 again, and it said, believed, and his father was a Greek. The woman believed, but his father was a Greek. The mother was a Jewess, his father was a Greek, that is Timothy's father, but they were both believers in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now the second one was a woman, and she was a businesswoman. Let me tell you, she was not just a common, ordinary woman, but she was a businesswoman. And I'll read to you the message again. And a certain woman named Lydia, God knew her name, and God gives us her name. And then he tells us what her occupation was. She was a seller of purple. And then he tells us the city she lived in, the city of Thyatira. And then it said, whose heart the Lord opened. Now, friends, if the Lord opens your heart and you receive the message, it will bring forgiveness, salvation, and it will land you in the kingdom of our God. Are you interested, dear people today, in the salvation of your soul? Just think of this: woman number one in the kingdom of God, woman number two in the kingdom of God, and you next could say, and woman number three in the kingdom of God, for I also have received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. When in the Gospel by John chapter 1 and verse 12, we have these words, but as many as received Him, if it was the first or second or third or fourth, whatever it may be, it doesn't make any difference how many. The Word says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. And someone is saying again, you make that so simple, you make that so plain, and you don't leave us anything to do. It is finished, the Savior said. Jesus paid it all, and He's not asking you to do anything. He is telling you what He has done, and men and women, boys and girls that have learned their loss and without strength and without hope and without God in the world have turned their eyes to Calvary's cross and to see that crucified one dying for sin and that not his own. Then as they viewed that scene of Calvary's cross, they saw from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flowed mingled down. They saw one that by the grace of God tasted death for every man. And then by simple faith, they took Him as their Savior, and they passed from death unto life, from the power of Satan to the power of God, and they also were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. Well, again, let me just point out about the second woman. First of all, her name was Lydia, and God knows your name. You can think in the Word of God where God called out the names of men. In the Old Testament, He said, Abraham, Abraham. And then in the New Testament, He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And He knows your name. Then not only did He know her name, but He knew her occupation. He said she was a seller of purple. And then her city was Thyatira. And the next thing, she worshiped God. She worshiped God. And the next thing was, whose heart the Lord opened. And she attended unto those things that were spoken by Paul. Now, Paul was the preacher, and he brought the message, and she was the hearer, and she received the message. And I thank God for the simple language we read today from this verse. She attended to those things that were spoken by Paul. And listen, today as you hear the voice go out over the air, and if you attend to those things spoken by the speaker today, he is not giving you his own word. He is telling out from the Word of God how men and women can be saved. In this chapter, we have, as I mentioned, an open heart. Then the second thing, when God saved this woman, she had an open home. She said to the servants of the Most High God, if you have judged me faithful to the Lord, come into my house. Come into my house. And we've seen this as we traveled from place to place, unconverted men and women, first of all, awakened to realize they were lost and needed a Savior. And then we've seen them trust the Savior. And the next thing, come and stay with us. Come into my house. If you've judged me faithful to the Lord, come into my house. Well, she attended to those things that were spoken by Paul, and today she is a beneficiary of God's salvation, and she's now in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, the next thing that was open was a prison in this chapter. There were two men by the name of Paul and Silas. They have been apprehended, and what for? Were they criminals? I tell you nay. And what had they done that they were cast behind the prison bars? And what had they done that their feet was fast in the stocks? It must have been something very serious. Well, the thing they were doing was telling men and women how they could be saved for heaven, ready for heaven, and delivered from the wrath to come. Oh, men and women, listen. Saved by the blood of the crucified one, ransomed from sin, and a new work begun. Sing praise to the Father and praise to the Son. I'm saved by the blood of the crucified one. When they were cast into the inner prison, their feet were made fast in the stocks, and then God intervened. You say, what did He do? Well, at midnight, Paul and Silas were singing, imagine this, singing gospel hymns in a prison. I've been in prison many times, go out there to preach to the prisoners, but I was never there at midnight, because midnight is a time when men are usually ready for sleep, or they're usually sleeping. But this was a midnight service in song. And then God came in at the end of that song, and He sent an earthquake, and it shook the prison doors, and they flew open. And then the prisoner realized, that is, the jailer, realizing his prisoners could have been gone, he reached for a sword and would have taken his own life when prisoner number one and number two said, "Sir, do thyself no harm. We are all here." And they did not run away. And the man came, sprang in, and called for a light. And this is what he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And the divinely God-given answer, it's mentioned a second time in the Word of God, but here it is now. What must I do to be saved? Very personal. And the answer came from the Word of God. It's Acts 16:30-31. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." No ifs or ands, no doubt about it whatever. Just trust Christ with your soul. Take Him at His word, and God's salvation will be yours at this present time.
Thank you, friends, for letting us visit you once again over God's holy and precious word. Now, we'd like you to communicate with us, and this address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Write us. Do it right today.